You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, we've got over 30 players and alumni locked in for the Browns Fan Fest Saturday, June 6th, including Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner, Kevin Mack, and first-round pick Cam Irving. Not to mention, you'll hear from head coach Mike Pettine and general manager Ray Farmer, plus a locker room sale on site. To see the full list of appearances and to get your tickets today, visit clevelandbrowns.com or check out the official Browns mobile app. Nathan Zagura right here as the head coach of Cleveland Browns. Mike Pettine walks in. Oh, he's doing the same thing. Maybe it'll work. Maybe he'll come back. No, not today,
not today,
folks. Not today.
Two in a row would be too good to be true.
It would be. It would be. He was excellent yesterday.
Soon enough, we'll get there, though.
And if you missed that interview with him yesterday, go check it out, clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. Also, a very good discussion with former NFL agent turned contract specialist for CBS Sports, Joel Corey, about the Tashaun Gibson situation, which I think a lot of people found very, very interesting. Some Browns news right now, Matt. You got some news for us?
Yes, the Cleveland Browns have signed their fourth-round draft pick, Ibrahim Campbell.
Safety out of Northwestern.
Safety out of Northwestern, which now takes us up to 11 out of 12 draft picks.
Only the Duke.
Only the Duke from the U, man. You know, he's probably got Michael Irvin chirping in his ear.
He's like, yeah, you got to get paid from the U.
You expect me to do something for nothing? No.
No.
You got to hold out.
He is here. He is working.
Yes,
I know
he
is here. I've seen him here. So he's the last one to get locked up. Ibrahim Campbell.
Just a matter of time.
And what cool story about that is when, if you guys remember in the draft, when all the speculation was the Browns were trying to trade up and they were going to try to trade up for Bryce Petty, and that's what Ian Rappaport was reporting. We reported at the time that it was actually for Ibrahim Campbell, and we can certainly confirm that for you. That's what the Browns were going to get. That was their guy.
Exactly.
They loved him, and then they were nervous. Were they going to get him? And fortunately, they did.
And that's the point that I was gonna point out is we went up to get a guy that we loved. And this is a guy that we got in the fourth round that we got at a discount from where we had him graded.
For the Browns evaluation, and that's why it's going to be a lot of fun, as Mike Pettine said yesterday. He said, we're going to find out if we're good talent evaluators or not because we feel like we got a lot of steals in this draft.
Yeah.
So hopefully they are.
I'm sure there's probably 20-some other teams in the NFL that feel the same way about their draft class right now.
Yes.
Not too many going, what are we doing? How did we end up with these clowns?
There are times, though, like I'll just say from a fantasy football perspective,
yeah,
where you have your thing mapped out, you know what you want, and you just miss your guy round after round after round, and you end up getting frustrated.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I'm sure there are a couple teams.
There are, and that's why I said 20 out of 25 or 20 out of 32 are probably extremely happy going, how did we end up with all these? Everybody we wanted is here. You know, and then there's got to be a few, like you said.
We know Atlanta was hot when we took Xavier Cooper.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Take some of that. We're beating you again tonight, Atlanta. Deal with it.
Yes, we are.
Let's go north of the border, Cam in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
What's up, Cam?
How's it going, fellas?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was going to say, I was going to talk about that point after, but maybe I could call an audible. Omaha.
Omaha, there you go. Checking at the line. What you got for us, Cam?
Well, you know, I was going to say I'm really comfortable with that assessment that just took place because if you think about it, this is all about improving. I mean, the Browns were a D-minus to an F when they were a four-win team. And last year I thought we finished the season, you know, a C-ish. We had some tremendous areas off the field that weren't working. But my thought is the two areas that have really improved the most, I think our offensive line at the end of the year last year was probably a C. At the end of the year, our D line was probably a C. And I think we went to a A-plus on the offensive line and a B-plus on the defensive line. And I think at the quarterback position, you know, Josh McCown's there now, but we've eliminated some of the confusion and dysfunctionality that was taking place there too. So whether we're still a C-plus at quarterback or not, it's a clean C-plus. So I love where we're at. We've improved. That's all we're looking for here is step-by-step process, right?
Yeah, yes. I think so. And even Mike Sando, he agreed that the roster is much better than it was a year ago.
That's all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for.
You know, and they play the games for a reason, so then you can also too grade how big of a disparity are you better than you were last year.
That's the point. That's what we got. Some strides, as it were, we want to be made. John in Orlando. John, welcome to the show.
Nate, how's it going? Matt, how you doing today?
Good, brother. How are you?
I am hot. It is 101 degrees down here.
It's like 45 degrees here today. Unbelievable.
Don't miss that too much. But I was calling. First off, I'm excited about what the Browns are doing. That's great. I'm not too nervous about anything there. As far as the Cavs game tonight, though, Nate, if Delly goes off tonight, tomorrow you have got to give him props. Because yesterday you turned into Nathan Mizgura, straight up Miz myself for Nelly's success. But it was hilarious.
That was a Miz move. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. All right, later.
You got it. I will give him tomorrow since I haven't besmirched his name today. If he plays well tonight, I'll just give him straight-up props.
What does he have to do to get a jersey for you to wear with no shirt below? Finals MVP?
He's got to do like what John Paxson did, what Steve Kerr did.
Sure.
Be that role player that
hits those
Jordan,
big shots.
A.k.a. LeBron, turns to, kicks it to, and hits a game winner in the NBA Finals. To win the finals in that game. Yeah.
Not just be consistent.
If he wins us a game in the finals, if he hits a game winner at any point in the finals and we win the finals, I will buy a Dele jersey. I will wear it without a shirt.
Now, do you think you'd have to go to you can't even go to the team shop to get a Dele jersey. You might have to customize
one. I feel
like
maybe he's becoming – he might be getting that cult status. They might throw a few of them in the team shop.
All right.
I mean, if I was right now, if I was going to buy – I have some LeBron jerseys already. So if I was going to buy a jersey now of anybody on the team, it would for sure be J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
That would be the one.
But he might not hit the shot. Dele will. Will you get the jersey?
If Dele does, yes. I will get jersey. I will wear it, and I will tweet out a picture of me in it.
With no shirt.
With no shirt on.
All right.
The last one I did, it turned out to be pretty popular. People were pretty excited about it.
There you go.
Some people said that their eyes couldn't unsee that, which I didn't know if that meant like they were just like, oh, man, I'm never going to look that good. I don't know if that's what they were trying to say.
No, it's not.
It might be.
It's burned into their sight.
What's so bad about it? It wasn't a bad picture.
I didn't say it was.
The wallpaper was bad. The picture, the wallpaper was horrific. The picture was pretty good.
You were at a friend's house.
Yeah, that's the bathroom that has been begged to be redone for years and years and years and years and years and years. All right, when we come back, we will be joined by the man who is the most topical interview in the world right now, Chris Tabor, special teams coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, talking about the new PAT rule and what he sees happening for the Browns in their return game, etc. We sit down with special teams coordinator right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.